In the city of Kunming, part of which are subtropical, there's traditionally no concerns over water shortages, as the city is right next to one of Asia's largest freshwater lakes, Dianchu Lake. However, since the 1990s, the water quality of the lake has been on the decline amid the rapid pace of the urban development of Kunming. Pollution from industrial activities and agricultural runoff are the major problems. The water in the lake is rated grade 5, the worst grade in China, which makes the water unfit for even agricultural or industrial use. Deputy Mayor of Kunming Wu Tao says the local government has changed its priorities in recent years to restore the ecology of Dianchu Lake, given that the efforts made in the past to clean up the lake have shown little effect.
In the 1990s and early 2000s, we used to tackle the problems case by case. Now we change the method into a more systematic way. We monitor the whole 2,000 square kilometer area which Dianchu Lake water covers and control the water pollution considering the whole picture. We have initiated 6 major projects. For example, a 5,700 kilometer long fence alongside the lake to keep out polluting materials, turning 675,000 hectares farmland into forestry or wetland.
In addition, government is now implementing its river chief system. This means all 35 rivers that flow into Dianchu Lake are under more intense inspections. Pollutants inside the lake are being constantly removed. To do this, authorities have linked a man-made canal with Dianchu Lake to bring in fresh water to help flush the lake out. Many ecosystems have also been restored along the lake to prevent land runoff. The Lao Yuhe wetland is a typical example of how the eco-environment can purify the water that flows into the lake. Tu Xiaoen is the head of the Lao Yuhe Wetland Project.
We took down the dam that used to separate the lake shore and the water so that a more natural water line would take into shape. In 2009, we also introduced a special cedar tree that can live in water. In this way, a wet line full of trees were built, and thus the function of purifying water can be further enhanced.
In the 1990s, nearly 90% of Kunming's wastewater was pumped untreated into the Dianchu Lake. After realizing the damage that was causing, local authorities have since commissioned a dozen wastewater treatment plants to help keep Dianchu clean. Wang Taiying is the deputy manager of Kunming No. 7 wastewater factory.
Kunming is within the Dianchu Lake ecoregion. Our work is to recycle the water and discharge it to nearby places for industrial use. Eventually, the water will go into a branch of the Yangtze River. Therefore, the aim of our work is to improve the quality of the water we let out. This is very important for the utilization of the recycled water and ecological protection when it enters into natural water reservoirs.
Authorities in Kunming have laid out a goal to improve the water rating on Dianchu Lake to grade 4 by 2020. For CRI, I'm Yang Guang reporting from Kunming, Yunnan Province.